originally to bring fresh water into the medieval city. Now the city centre was a mishmash of handsome old buildings either side of the road that ran straight through from east to west, with large, ugly, square brick constellation structures squeezed in between them to hide the gaping holes where the shells had hit. Exeter was still littered with history, but was an unforgettable testament to the atrocities that had befallen the country. But not this building. The school stood proud and alone, nestled among trees, a remnant of another time. The rich emerald ivy, always so thick and strong in the summer term, clung to the deep terracotta red brick structure as though it were trying to pull it back into the ground, to reclaim it. This was one of the reasons he had so much love for the place. The traditional and exquisite among the ugly. The truth laid bare for all to see. This was his school. From the moment he had stepped through the gates as a student, he was overwhelmed with a sense of belonging. Yes, Geoffrey could not imagine himself anywhere else. "Mr. Stone?" Geoffrey turned around to see Avery Phillips walking towards him. Avery was the head boy. His gait displayed a confidence seldom